This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Yale University's president said the school would name two other colleges for an African-American and a woman, but will continue to maintain the residential college that is named for the white supremacist and South Carolina Senator John C. Calhoun. J. Dennis Hastert, the former Republican House Speaker, was sentenced to jail and other penalties for illegally structuring bank transactions in an effort to cover up his sexual abuse of young members of a wrestling team he coached decades ago in Illinois. Battered by four defeats in recent primaries, Bernie Sanders is planning to lay off hundreds of campaign staffers across the country and focus much of his remaining effort on winning the June 7th California primary. Despite the changes, Sanders said he would remain in the race through the party's summer convention, but political experts say the layoff signal Sanders is beginning to accept that he will not be Democratic nominee and is focused on pulling the party toward a more progressive agenda. The Royal College of Physicians in England summarized the growing body of science on e-cigarettes and found that their benefits far outweigh the potential harms, recommending the smoker's switch. Data experts are analyzing the primary vote are finding that the Democratic electorate turning out in 2016 has been a lot more liberal than it was in the last competitive Democratic primary of 2008. Wouldn't be surprising, they say, to see moderate conservative portions of the Democratic primary electorate become a minority in the next 10 years. It's the youngest Democrats who are more likely to identify as very liberal. It would seem that someone matching Sanders' ideological outlook will be more successful down the road. Senator Cruz named a running mate, Carly Fiorina, to help bring down Donald C. Trump, the Republican favorite, and both spoke of Mr. Trump in the language of relentless opposition, casting him as a sinister figure who must not be allowed to become president. The retailer Target announced that transgender employees and customers could choose which restroom they prefer to use. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.